tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're continuing our study in Psalm 119. Today we'll be in verse 58. And I would encourage you, if you have a Bible, to go and find it and open up the scripture with us today as we consider His Word. While you're doing that, I would remind you to go look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. Been getting a lot of hits at our website lately, and also at our Facebook page. Look up our Facebook page. Just look under Consider His Word, and it should come up. And go and like our page. You can know when these broadcasts are released. And then at the website, www.considerhisword.org, you can find the other broadcasts in this series. We started in Psalm 119. We're going through all of them. It's going to take us a while. Some 35 times we'll find the phrase, Thy Word. And if you'd like to hear the other messages in these series, you can go back and find them at the website. Again, www.considerhisword.org. Let's get to the scripture. Psalm 119 and verse 58. We may have time to go to the next one as well today. We'll kind of see how it goes. Now remember, in Psalm 119, 176 verses, it's a big chapter. It's divided into number of sections according to the Hebrew alphabet. But what we're looking at is at every place where the scripture says, Thy Word. David used the phrase often, speaking about how God was working in him through His Word, how God had promised him through His Word, and many times he uses that phrase, Thy Word. We'll see it again here in Psalm 119, verse 58. It reads this, I entreat Thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I want to pick up on something, first of all, where David says that I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. David was all in. He was known as the man after God's own heart. After God had rejected Saul, God said he was looking for a man who would seek him with all his heart. And that man was David. David would seek him. Now, David was not perfect. We must understand that. David sinned, and in Psalm 51, he confessed that sin to God. He recognized his own sin before the Lord. But here he would seek God with his whole heart. And he says here that he said, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. David was seeking the Lord with everything that was in him. And that's how it ought to be when we come to the Lord, not with half a heart, not with kind of part of a heart, but seeking God with all of our heart. Remember, he said that we should love him with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul. And so we love him with all of our heart. And so David said, I entreated thy favor. Entreated simply means that he came and asked, or he came and prayed before for the Lord. And he said, I entreated thy favor. Now, many times when we see the word favor, we think of it as being interpreted as the word grace. That's not what David is saying here. And many times, favor is interpreted as grace, and sometimes it can be. But here, the word favor simply means to find an audience with God, to be able to speak with God face to face, to seek His presence face to face. this suggests to us that he wanted to be very intimate with God, very close to God in speaking to him and in calling out to him. And so he's saying, I entreated thy favor. I asked for an audience. I asked for a face-to-face meeting. It reminds me of Moses. Remember when Moses would go up on Mount Sinai, and there he would speak to God face to face. In fact, he would be in the Shekinah glory of God. And when he came down from that mountain, remember the Bible says that his face would glow because he had been in the presence of God. And the people asked him to put a veil or to put something over his face to kind of dim the brightness of that light. I wonder if we pray like that, that we pray and spend that time with God face to face so that his glory is shed upon us. And people can see that. People can recognize that. And I think that they can. And so I asked for this audience with God. I entreated thy favor. I wanted to meet with you face to face with my whole heart, he said. And in his seeking God, he came to ask for one thing. He said, be merciful unto me according to thy word. He was seeking here God's mercy. We go into the New Testament and read where once a man came to seek the mercy of God. Jesus talked about it over in Luke chapter 18. Beginning in verse 9, the Bible says, and he spake a parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. And one was a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. You know, I believe that we come and cry out for God's mercy when we understand the truth of our own unrighteousness before God. I think David could see that in himself. In fact, he would also often ask for God's righteousness and that he could walk close to God in holiness and in righteousness. And when we recognize that we are lost and in our sin, without Christ, no hope, we understand how we can come humbly before God and not demand things from God, but humbly come and ask for God's mercy upon us. Now remember, mercy is God not giving us what we really deserve. And David was crying out for the mercy of God. Be merciful to me. It was a cry of mercy. Now this suggests a couple of things. One, it suggests that David is coming before God very humbly. He was not coming like the Pharisee we read about that said, look at me, I do this for you, and I do this for you, and I am your servant, and bragging about all the things that he had done. He came recognizing that there is a God, and you're not him. There is a God, and we must bow before him in mercy and humble ourselves before him. And Jesus promised us that he that humbleth himself before God will be exalted, not because we exalt ourselves, but because God will raise us up. You know, he loves you. He loves me. And he wants good things for you and to bless you and to bring you to himself, to have that relationship with you. And when we cry out for his mercy, I think it showed that David was humble. We cry out for his mercy and humility. But it also shows that he wanted that relationship with God. A relationship where the sin was removed, where the sin was forgiven, and where we can walk in that holiness and righteousness with God. Now notice, he said, be merciful to me. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Here, we're talking about God's promise, that God had promised us his mercy. In fact, he said, remember back in the book of Leviticus, he said his mercies are new every morning. And God desires to be merciful to us. You see, that mercy comes out of his love toward us. He loves you. Remember in Romans where the scripture says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His death was certainly a demonstration of God's mercy toward us in forgiving our sin, setting us free from our sin, so that we can walk in newness of life and a life of freedom. Remember, Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And so David came, and he cried out to God's mercy. He said, according to thy word. In this case, when he speaks according to thy word, he's speaking of God's promises. God had promised his mercy. And now David comes seeking that mercy. God has never gone back on any of his promises. He promises you life. He promises to give you eternal life. He promises to hear your prayer. He promises presence. And now David is crying out to God for the mercy that he had promised. Now he promises you that mercy as well. The Bible is filled with the promises of God, and he's never backed down on one of his promises. He has always kept his promises to us. And I know sometimes it may not seem like it, but when you begin to walk with God and you see the big picture of how God loves you and the big picture of God's work in the world and God's work in your life, you'll see that in the end, every time, God keeps his promises. And here David was counting on his promise for mercy. Now, certainly David needed God's mercy. David had sinned many times against God, just like you have sinned many times against God. There is none righteous, the Bible says. No, not one. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of our sin, we have need of God's mercy and we have need of a Savior. Have you cried out for his mercy? You can do that today. And he will be merciful toward you. God promised it. Remember, David said, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to thy word. God will respond to your prayer as well, and he'll show you his mercy. Our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.